Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guests today on Let's Talk Pella are Tassie Cook and Rihanna Wallace, both interns at the Marion County Extension Office, and they're here to talk about some of the planning that's gone into this year's Marion County Fair. Tassie and Rihanna, thanks so much for taking some time out today. And you guys are interning with the Marion County Extension Office and helping out with the county fair. And when did you guys start putting things together for the fair? Tassie, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I started May 9th and just doing things to get all the events ready for the fair. So it's been a lot of pre-work, but now that the fair's going to get going, it's going to be a lot busier. So.
And Rihanna, what have you been working on?
I'm the 4-H intern, so I work on all of the 4-H stuff. And I started May 16th, a week after Tassie, and I started getting fair stuff ready that week because the ribbons had to be ordered that week for all of the livestock shows and Dyer Hudson. And then I helped out with just 4-H events throughout the summer. I put on workshops and robot club. And then as we've been getting closer to fair, I've been having to do stalling and placing where all of the livestock are going to go in the barns. And then I have to get herdsmanship ready, which is where we have judges come in and judge how well the exhibitors keep their livestock pens clean. So it's just pretty much, this whole past 2 weeks have been cramming in all of my fair stuff that has to be done before fair starts.
Now, you're both from the area, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so you've had experience having displays in the fair, having events in the fair?
Yes.
And so has that helped in the organization process a little bit?
Yeah, it really has. I showed horses, not so much any of the other species, but I've had family members show other species, so it was nice to have an idea of what I was getting into through with stalling and stuff, and before I started stalling. And then we can also answer questions since we've done this Dyer Hudson livestock showing 4-H. We can answer questions when people come into the extension office as well.
So your focus is more 4-H. Tassie, what's your focus kind of been?
The actual fair events at the county fair. So mine's been a little less with it. My background hasn't really helped me as much because it's been more like behind-the-scenes work that you don't usually see. So it's helped me with being able to answer questions in the office and things like that, but not so much with planning the events.
What are some of those events that we can look forward to and some of the things that you've been working on?
Well, a main thing this year, a new thing, we're having a wine tasting on Saturday, and so that's been a big thing I've been working on. And also Decorate a Bale Contest, which is the 4-H Club's Decorate a Hay Bale, and it's out on display. And Baby Contest we're going to have coming up on Sunday. And also a big thing, I've just been promoting all the other events, like the tractor pull that's going to be here and the concerts at the grandstand, the Bill Riley Talent Contest. We just have so many things going on at the fair. So a big thing has just been hanging up posters and trying to get all that stuff promoted. So
trying to get the word out.
Yes.
Very good. So what kind of, are we doing this for sort of college credit? Is that what's going on while you're brought back, or just because you really love the Marion County Fair?
For me, I just needed a job, really. And so it's good because it helps me in my major because I'm doing kind of design and public relations kind of thing. So it's good experience for me for my major. But also I enjoyed being in 4-H, and they sent out letters to past 4-H members saying, would you like to have this job, you know, apply for this job? So I applied and got it, and it's been fun. So.
And what brings you back, Rihanna?
I didn't want to stay in Kansas this summer because it's really hot in Kansas. But actually, I wanted to be back. I wanted to come and see what it was like to put the fair together behind the scenes and see how much work actually went into putting the events on for the 4-H'ers, getting the livestock show stuff ready. And it really doesn't pertain to my major at all because I'm an animal science major. So this is just helping me communicate better with people and build up those relationships with people.
So what are some of those changes that you've seen being on sort of this side of the event, the planning side, as opposed to bringing your animals into show and spending the week that way?
There's a lot more work I see that goes into this and a lot of planning. I didn't realize they had to start planning clear up into May, and I just didn't realize how much actual work went into it. And I'm glad I got that experience, or I'm getting that experience to see how much work has gone into this whole fair.
So how much time have you guys put in? I know you've been working since May, but is this a full-time gig?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we work 40 hours a week, and then there's some things on the weekend. We've had a communications day, which is a thing that 4-H puts on, and kids come and bring their communications projects and they can move them on to the state fair. So there's been a few weekend things that we've done, but mostly it's just 40 hours a week.
Okay. And so what kind of role does the Extension Office play in organizing the fair? Pretty big one?
Yeah. It's the Extension Office teaming up with the fair board, the fair office, and we play a pretty big role. Mindy Kephart, the county youth coordinator, she works with all the 4-H stuff and entry forms for livestock and everything like that, and working with Dyer Hudson. And then we help with all the events and the fair office. They get all the posters printed and help with like the pre-planning for the events before we get there, like starting in January and all that kind of stuff. And then we just help move it forward.
So what are the events that you two are looking forward to sort of the things that you've been working on to see sort of brought to fruition?
Well, I took over Barnyard Olympics this year, and it's going on Monday night. We have 4 or 5 different games that we have 4-H'ers and adults, anyone can come and do. And we're doing Dizzy Bat Race and Hay Bale Toss, a Handyman Relay, Hog Chop Relay. And I'm just looking forward to seeing how many people we have show up, because we've put a lot of work into this. And so it would be nice for a lot of kids to come out and participate and take part in that.
Okay. And how about you, Tassie?
I'm looking forward to the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. I've been trying to get that underway and get teams involved. And I played basketball in high school, so it's been fun for me to do that. And also the mutton busting finals at the county fair. We had semifinals at Agnes City this year in Knoxville, and we had 9 go on from Knoxville and about 8 from Melcher. And so it's going to be fun just to have all those kids come back and ride for the second time and have winners win trophies. And it's just cute seeing all the little kids out there, like little kid rodeo.
is there a theme for the county fair?
County fair heaven in 2011 is the theme, and there was a contest and one of the clubs actually came up with that theme. So
all right, so it sounds like something we're all looking forward to, and to see all the great work you guys have put in for the last couple months.
Yes.
All right, well, anything else you'd like to add?
Just come out to the fair. There's a lot of things going on this next week, so it should be fun.
All right. Very good. Well, Tassie, Rihanna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Again, those were our guests, Tassie Cook and Rihanna Wallace, on today's Let's Talk Pella.